Welcome to the fifth episode now of Midnight FPL, where we're going to be discussing a kind of mix of game weeks. Joel taking some terrible minus fours, Sam being pretty poorly but being so smug about Fulham, he doesn't even care. We're going to be playing our own variation of Snog, Marry, Avoid, but FPL related. I'm going to be putting Sam and Joel's friendship to the test at the end, and so, so much more. Sam, welcome to the podcast. You got anything to say to our listeners?
I just really, really hope they had a really great week.
That is lovely. Joel?
I just really, really hope they had a good Monday.
It's Tuesday, and they'll probably listen to this on about Wednesday or Thursday tonight.
It's always good to start your week well, so I hope they had a good Monday.
I'm going to start off with some word association. Joel, you're first. Game week 10.
Frustrating.
Pedro Neto.
Don't even start.
Yes. Jamie Vardy.
Disappointing.
Nice. Okay, that's the end of the word association. Sam, how was your game week?
It could have been better. I still got above the average. I got 48 points in the average.
Did you actually?
Yeah, he did. So badly. It's flying under the radar.
I mean, as you said, I just don't care. Adamola Lookman, the scenes in my house when Anguissa plays him through, and I'm thinking, oh my God, this is Fulham in the lead, and it's points on fantasy that you just never expect were going to come. Puts it away, and oh, the scenes. So yeah, that was pretty mad. I had Fernandez, which is good. Chilwell got points. Reguilon got points. Captain Calvert-Lewin, which wasn't great because I was about to captain Fernandez, but didn't. And I think Louis did. And we had this argument. And now now I have egg on my face. And I had Neto as my first substitute, which was disappointing because I was thinking about him or Lookman. And it's not the worst thing in the world because Lookman still got 9 points. But yeah, decent.
13 points on your bench got hurt though.
Yeah, it does hurt. I've actually had the last few weeks quite a few points on my bench. I had 12 last week, which is also pretty decent.
It's weird that you'd have been better off benching Harry Kane than you would Neto or Lookman.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, you can never remedy that situation because realistically, you're never going to bench Harry Kane or Ziyech or something.
I was just joking. So, yeah. Sorry about it. Joel, how did you do? You took a minus four, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I'll get on to
the answer. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well, I'll start with the positives. I got 61, but obviously minus four, that's 57. So quite a few points above the average. Lots of green arrows. Pretty happy with that. Captain Vardy, not the end of the world, not the best, but like Fernandez, Grealish, and a nice little clean sheet from Jamal Lewis. So he's having him in my team's finally paid off.
Kind of backfired this week though.
Yeah, true. But he's gonna have to stay, isn't he?
You're keeping Jamal Lewis.
Yeah, because I'm not gonna make a transfer for him. Also, he's got like West Brom and Fulham in his next three fixtures, so I'm going to try and keep him in for a bit. But the sad news of the week is that I took a minus four. And not only did I take a minus four, I took out Pedro Neto for Mohamed Salah.
Joel, can you just say that a bit slower so our listeners can process that?
It literally took him about 20 minutes to get.
I took out Pedro Neto.
Shut up.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, anyway, it's literally... Last episode, I said this. Never take a minus four. It only ends badly. The week before this one, I took out Son for a minus four, and he got 10 points. this week I take out Neto for -4 and he gets 13 points. And yeah, cool, I had a fine week, I was above the average, but I'm not doing as well as I hope so far this season. And these points are literally making such a difference. It's doing my head in.
The thing is, you always rant about -4s. And then you will take them, but me and Sam never take them, really.
I know. I don't know why I don't take my own advice. It's literally a joke. I couldn't. I was watching the Arsenal Wolves game. I could not believe it.
Girls' mental breakdown. I got 65 points with no hit, so pretty exceptional, really. Puts me up to pretty impressive overall rank and overall tally. And I'm now tied with Sam, so that's pretty exciting. I think both of us are about 100 points ahead of Joel, so that's good.
No, it's actually, I think it's like 80, so it's actually not that point. Not that bad. I also kind of back myself to catch up with you guys. But yeah, it's kind of annoying how you keep on doing so well, Louis. I don't know how.
It's 82, and you shouldn't back yourself. So I've got... I had my Chelsea defensive double up, 5 clean sheets and 7 for Reece James and Ben Chilwell, and I'm pretty sure I'm the only person who's doing that, really, that I know. And it's working a treat. And they deserve more points. Reece James whipped in 2 beauties to Tammy Abraham. Bought in Diego Jota for Wilfred Zaha, another stroke of genius. Jota with a 9-pointer. Zaha obviously didn't play. Grealish 10. Fernandez captain, 20. I don't know why everyone... I mean, Fernandez, you could literally leave him as captain pretty much all season. His returns are ridiculous in quite an average side. I don't really understand.
You're going to captain him next week?
Probably. They got West Ham away.
West Ham away.
His return, I said it last week, his returns in away fixtures. So he got 12 against Brighton, 11 against Newcastle, 17 against Everton, and 10 against Southampton. Ridiculous.
Are those all his away fixtures this season? Have you missed any out there?
Nope, I haven't missed a single one out. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, okay. I've pretty much made my mind up, to be fair.
You should have made your mind up last week, supposed to go in Cavalier.
There's nothing worse than a captain captain blanking, honestly. It must. Like, I'm just glad Vardy, even though like Vardy assists is nothing special, it's better than nothing. We had a shock, Sam.
Should we go to Leicester Fulham, Sam, and talk about what happened? Because loads of people bought in captain Vardy.
Oh, that was just one of the best things about it, because I had to sit here last week, if Fulham lost again the week before and played pretty badly against Everton on the whole. So I had to sit here last week pretty much accepting that, you know, it was fair enough to bring in as many Leicester players as you possibly can. Because you can't just sit here and say no to that, because you just have to. But then when Vardy plays that bad, he's sort of running the ball out of play on his own without any pressure on him, and Joel's got him as captain, there's just no sweeter feeling when Fulham are 2-0 up as well, which was just so frustrating to see his crappy little assist that got you that 5 points. That just really irritated me. But especially as in the 85th minute, I knew the referee was going to add like 5 minutes on, even though there was barely a stoppage in the entire game. And we still had like 10 minutes to play at 2-1. So it absolutely infuriated me. But I'll take Vardy having 20 points and Fulham winning, to be honest. But it was a good day.
I have a mate who owns Mitrovic. Did you see when Kasper Schmeichel was out the goal and he was so pissed off?
Why didn't he shoot?
Yeah.
But also, like, it must be annoying that Mitrovic came on, because he came on for like the last, what, 3-4 minutes to get him 1 point.
It's so weird. I had Mitrovic at the start of the season. It's so weird how that seemed like a good option, and now he's...
But still, like, 6% of people have him. 5.8, I think. Why would you have
him in your differential this week?
Absolutely not. Bobby Decker over Reed.
Okay, so quickly to wrap up this section, captains and transfers. I guess we have to talk about Aston Villa and Newcastle, which, for those who don't know, is being postponed potentially to another game week, most likely to another game week, so I mean a double. What are we going to do? I've got Grealish and Martinez. Joel, you've got Jamal Lewis.
And Grealish.
Sam, who have you got?
I've only got Martinez. I'm actually seeing on the Fantasy app that they don't have a fixture this week, so it must have been officially postponed.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so to be honest, I might not do anything about it, just leave Martinez there and accept that I'm going to get no points from him, because most people are going to have the problem of having Grealish. I think he's owned by like 50% of people. So for me, it's a pretty easy one. I'm just going to do, I'm probably going to make two transfers because I didn't make a transfer this week and I've got two free ones. So I was thinking of taking Chilwell out and putting in Reece James because having watched Chelsea the last few games, I just think James does at least as much as Chilwell does going forward. So there's no need to spend that extra bit of money on Chilwell. And I'm not sure long-term about Chelsea getting clean sheets game after game. So I'm not sure I'm going to double up there. And then I'm hoping to maybe, I'm really not sure about this. I really want to bring in Salah, but I don't want to leave out Son or Fernandes. So I think what I'm going to have to do is bring in Jota. And I think because I've still got money, I've got like 1.7 in the bank. If I take out Chilwell, put in James and take out Neto, I think I'll be able to bring in Jota. And
Don't take out Neto.
No, but I mean, realistically, what is Neto going to do? He doesn't even have Jimenez there.
Mate,
now.
That's exactly what I thought.
No, but Jimenez was playing last week.
It's actually better for Neto if Jimenez isn't there.
Do you think, though? Because Jimenez holds a ball up well and
releases
Neto and Podence nicely.
Podence, Neto and Traore as a three was so much better than
also,
their current. They look really threatening.
Jimenez got injured in the first, like, 10. Didn't they score all the goals after he got injured anyway?
Yeah, correct. They did. But when you say all the goals, they only scored two goals.
Like, well, true.
That game as well just confirmed the Arteta slander we did. They were even worse this week.
Yeah, I hate Arsenal.
Oh my God, I hate Arsenal. I really hate them. I can't say enough bad things about them as a club at the moment.
I think we should dedicate a whole episode to Sam ranting about how much he hates Arsenal.
I don't historically hate Arsenal, but just like they pretend they're good and they don't have any good players. That's what really irritates me. And you get these like stupid Arsenal fan TV.
Nice. Okay, so Joel, what you need this week? Take a -4, mate. Could be good odds.
I might bring Neto back in my team after last week's performance. You know, for the first time in a long time, I don't think I'm going to make a single transfer. I've got
Lewis and Grealish not playing.
Yeah, but I've got Brewster. He will do nothing.
You're sorted.
On Sheffield United playing someone good as well, like Liverpool or something.
It's Leicester.
Leicester. Yeah,
he hasn't started their last two either as well.
Yeah,
I have to say, I really back Leicester. They're not the sort of team that are going to lose to anyone other than the really top tier teams. So I can really imagine them absolutely trouncing Sheffield United.
Well, this
they
is
would
the
never
thing.
Lose to a relegation side, is what I'm trying to say.
This is the thing is, if Brewster gets me 1 point, I'm fine with that. I don't want to take Grealish out of my team. So I am probably just going to... To be honest, I could take Lewis out and upgrade him a bit. I've got one point eight in the bank, so I could take Lewis out. But he's got quite good fixtures coming up. But if Brewster gets me a point, I don't really mind. I'm thinking...
That's an elite mentality.
I currently have Foden as my captain, just because I think... I've had him in my team for so long now.
You don't think he's the answer.
But I've had him in my team for so long now and I just think he has to start. Like, he just has to start.
But Joel, you've got to give up on captaining players that are playing playing against Fulham.
Yeah, I know. That was my only thought. My only thought is Fulham are on an up. City just beat Burnley 5-0, so might be getting a bit cocky.
God, you're so bad. My only thought is City just won 5-0, so I'm going to leave them alone. Also, Foden hasn't started like 4 or 5 games in a row. He's just going
to
go.
But this is the point. He has to start.
He'll start. He's starting. You're just ignoring the fact he's starting in the Champions League every week, and that's why he's not.
Is he starting? Is he starting tonight?
Oh, we're going to get team news in 10 minutes.
Okay.
Actually, it's City game tonight.
No, it's not. It's Liverpool Ajax tonight. And
no, you're wrong. It is City.
Oh yeah, it's City tonight. It's City tonight. Yeah, you're right.
Because Chelsea, Sevilla, and Liverpool, and Man U versus.
Yeah. So I've currently got Foden, but I could go Ziyech. I could go Bruno. I could go Calvert-Lewin. I don't know. It's going to be a last minute call. But apart from that, I'm pretty set, to be honest. Don't think I'll make any transfers.
What do you mean, apart from that, you're pretty set? You've got a player you don't think will start. You've got two players who definitely won't play. In what world are you set? You're saying you're not going to make a single transfer as well.
This team,
you're not set. You're fucked
right now.
I quite like my team. I got my midfield, Salah, Ziyech, Foden, Fernandes. That's gonna get at least 50 points between the four of them.
Wait, what about, you haven't even mentioned Salah for captain, Joel. Surely that's the most obvious option.
I don't know. Wolves are pretty solid at the back.
Joel, I swear you think outside the box when you shouldn't.
He thinks he's above, like, being
above the obvious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I quite like the idea of Foden captain, because imagine how smug I'll be if he scores a hat trick.
You know what you should do? You should captain Brewster instead. imagine if he scored. That would make you feel really smug. Mitchell. Yeah, what about Mitchell?
Yeah, I don't know. I might vice captain Mitchell.
Fabry.
I'm tempted to go a really dull transfer and go Martinez to Edison.
Okay.
Really?
He's the only City player who's nailed, and they have really good fixtures. And
how much is he? Six.
Yeah, six. I've got the money for it. Do I just accept Martinez just doesn't play and get zero? It's quite boring.
Do you not feel like spending six on your goalkeeper just makes you feel a little bit ill to the stomach?
Maybe.
I think it's a waste, because also a lot of goalkeepers that do well are teams that face a lot of shots, and City's defence is so good. Yeah, he'll get lots of clean sheets, but he might not get many save bonuses or anything like that.
No, but are City's defence that good? They're playing John Stones, who is terrible. He's a terrible defender.
Last couple of games.
Put Adamola Lookman up against him. See what happens.
Well, we're going to see.
The amount of mentions that man has on this podcast.
Hopefully, we need to get him to listen at some point. Don't know how we're going to manage that.
Maybe I won't do that. Maybe I will just leave it. I'm quite tempted to go for a -4. I can go and downgrade Werner or Kane to like Brewster and just leave him on the bench, and then make Anguissa into De Bruyne. So I play a 5-man midfield.
I think Anguissa is a good shout, to be honest. Because I don't know if you saw. Were you not going to play him?
I'm never going to play Anguissa. I'm never going to start Anguissa realistically away to City.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that. But I mean, sort of like long term, in the game against Leicester, he played sort of Tom Kearney's role, sort of centrally and much further forward, because Harrison Reed was holding the midfield. So, and he got that assist for Lookman. I reckon he could be a good shout for a few assists, maybe even goals.
Probably preferred De Bruyne, but.
I thought you were complimenting me about having choosing Brewster as well.
Taking a while to get that line out.
Yeah. Yeah, words aren't really coming out there. My bad.
It's more that I think packing the midfield is the play this season. There's so many good options.
This is what I've done from the beginning, but I'm still bad. This is what I don't understand.
You just bought Invardi for a -4. He's a really expensive striker.
For Kane, though, to be fair.
When you say, like, packing the midfield, two players who got the most points this season are Kane and Calvert-Lewin, and they're both pretty expensive strikers. Are you suggesting to the listeners that they should bring out one or both of those players and start bringing in, I don't know, Salah or...
I am. I think Salah, Bruno, KDB have much higher ceilings. Like, Kane might get you score one, but I think they can get those, like, 15 pointers as captain. Make massive difference.
Kane could quite easily score a hat trick.
But I have Son, so I have that relatively covered, I think.
But what? Because this is actually something that I've been thinking about quite a lot lately, and I'm quite interested in having a discussion about, is Calvert-Lewin. He rarely gets more than like one goal a game. He can do, but
then he scored so many people against have him. Last week.
Yeah, okay, but so many, he didn't score at all last week, so it balances out average one. But he has so many people owning him that it actually terrifies me to take him out just in case he does bag a couple of goals, maybe even a hat trick. So what are you going to do about that? I'm sure you have him, don't you, Calvert-Lewin?
Yeah, I've had him since week one, which is...
So what are you going to do about that?
Oh, did you know that Reece James is in the Kings of the Season now?
Really?
Can I just go back, actually? Look, I've just looked at your team. You literally have Werner, Kane and Calvert-Lewin, three premium strikers. And you're saying, yeah, I think the right thing to do is pack midfield. That's not what you've done. It's just not.
I know. I propose doing a transfer that will redress that. Like, stop getting so angry.
Also, I don't think...
Are you going to take a minus eight?
No. Don't listen to anything I say. No, I'm saying, what are you on about, Sam? Yeah, mate.
What are you going to do?
Two up top. Just have two strikers up top and then five in the midfield.
So I would downgrade Kane or Werner to Brewster, and then I would make Anguissa into De Bruyne. You became so obsessed with this Anguissa tangent that you just didn't listen to what I said.
No, but what I'm saying is that you're saying your thing this season is packing the midfield, but you've got three premium strikers. That's the point I'm trying to make.
I didn't say my thing is this season. I said my thing going forward will be...
Also, you said this like last week or the week before as well.
I think I did.
Yeah, also, exactly.
Technically, I don't think Calvert-Lewin's a premium striker. When Louis bought him in, he was only seven. I don't think that's premium. So,
facts on facts. Of course it's not premium. You used to have that in your bank going in week after week.
Yeah. I mean, I bought Calvert-Lewin in week two, so he was also worth seven then. So he's pretty cheap as well. But I think if you have Calvert-Lewin and Kane up top for the whole season, you'll be fine. Then it means you can have Bruno, Salah and Son pretty much.
I really don't back De Bruyne over Kane, unless Kane is like injured or something.
I don't back De Bruyne over Kane because Pep's rotation is going to...
But De Bruyne is relatively rotation proof.
This weekend against Fulham? I think De Bruyne
to be fair, I could see him starting like Rodri, Bernardo Silva and Foden in midfield. I could see that.
Yeah, same. Captain Fantastic Foden.
And then Mahrez and Ferran Torres on the wing.
They're through in the Champions League. They're in the league, they're in desperate need of big wins. So I think he will play. Over the last few seasons, De Bruyne was the highest point scorer, wasn't he, last season? So, I mean, you don't get that without being started regular.
Yeah, the thing is, it's the balance. It's either, I think the question is at the moment, is it's either Salah Foden or De Bruyne Jota. And I don't know which the better option is.
I don't think Foden's really in the conversation, to be honest.
He's just
I don't really think anyone other than Joel.
I don't know. Just you wait until he scores a couple against Fulham.
But he might score a couple against Fulham, then he's still just like an annoying presence in your team if somebody doesn't start. Okay, well, we've talked way too long in this section about our game weeks, but we had a lot to discuss. We barely even talked about Villa Newcastle, but join us for part two. Okay, so moving on to part two, which is our favourite part of the show, but one we're quite embarrassed to present this week. It's our differential picks. I'll just go first and get myself out of the way. I got 3 points from three players because Sterling didn't play. Masuaku got taken off at half time, so that's one. And then Tammy Abraham got two. So not good. John, what do you get?
Shock Tammy Abraham with a baddie. As if we weren't expecting anything else.
Tammy Abraham is so bad. Oh, he's such a donkey. I can't say enough bad things about him, honestly.
Can I quickly come in on this, because I knew you were going to do this? It's just, as I said to you, it's confirmatory bias. Like, two whipped in quick balls come in from Reece James. He doesn't head them. Then Sky Sports pans to Olivier Giroud. People like you, idiots, go, oh my God, he should have scored that. Giroud should be playing. But it's like, they were half chances at best. The best chance of the entire game came to Giroud at the end when he should have scored on that one-on-one when the ball fell to him.
Okay, I accept. I take your point, but I swear you said like 10 minutes ago, Reece James put in three quality chances when we were talking
about
Reece James.
He did, but they're not clear.
And now you're saying like, oh yeah, quick balls probably couldn't have made anything off them.
Nah, I said Reece James put in good crosses, but they're not clear-cut chances.
Okay, but the reality is that like he's basically missed both of them. They were terrible attempts.
I thought Tammy was poor.
Roy Keane hates him. No, Hasselbank hates him. Just like
I think my pick on balance was right though, because he was getting in the right areas and a good team playing up front. So
yeah, correct to pick a pretty poor donkey against the top of the league. Good choice.
Thanks. What did you get this week, Sam?
So I have Firmino, Harvey Barnes and Diaz. Harvey Barnes scored annoyingly, but that's fine because they didn't win. So that is, I don't know how many points he got. He must have got 5 and then 1, so 6 points. And then Firmino got 2 and Diaz got a clean sheet. So that is 13, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
14.
Well, more than me and Louis.
Yeah, I think I'm the winner. Am I in the winner's club?
Well, I did rubbish. I had Cancelo who didn't start. I had Madison who got 2. And then I had Richarlison who also got 2. 2 or 1? I don't know. Something rubbish.
So you got 4 for my 3. Well done.
Yeah, so the tables have turned, eh?
So what goes on really in this club?
I don't really count Sam's victory. It's quite hollow. Because I'm not even sure you went Harvey Barnes. 2, Harvey Barnes didn't even start. 6, someone doesn't even start. 3, I don't even remember you going Diaz, to be honest. I literally have no recollection of that. So the only one I remember is Firmino, and he got 2.
It's convenient you only remember the one that blanked.
We talked about Firmino for ages. I genuinely don't remember you saying Harvey Barnes. Also, you just had a go at people saying that they were targeting the Fulham fixture too much.
No. Because the reason I went with Harvey Barnes is because I wanted Madison, but Joel went with Madison. So I had.
But you said Fulham were so solid that they weren't going to concede. So why would you have gone for these?
No. That's the opposite from what I said last week. Last week I was sort of resigned to Fulham losing and losing quite badly. So I was like, yeah, I'm going with a Leicester player here. Harvey Barnes, he scored. I've got him. Also, can I point out one more thing? Joel has only been a winner as like a joint winner. So technically, he's not really in the winners' club. Whereas me and you, Louis, we're in the winners' club.
No, you're trying to lick my arse. I agree with you.
This week we can be on a wavelength and then Joel's not really in it.
But we and Joel got 21 points each in that first week. Whereas you, what did you get? Massive asterisks because I don't think you picked those players like 3 or 4. 11 or something.
Yeah, it wasn't a great first week. But you live and you learn. That's why I've won this week because I learned and I lived.
Okay. you still got a pretty poor total. The differentials this week. Joel, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I think mine actually half decent this week. I've got, we'll see about that. But I've got Fofana for Leicester in defence. I think he's been pretty solid. I think he'll be good for this fixture against Sheffield. I think he'll get a point. So I don't know if he'd long term he's a good option because he's like centre-back. But I think Fofana might give me a shot at winning this week. I've then obviously got for Foden in midfield because he's going to score a hat-trick against Fulham. And then I've gone for Antonio up top. I like Antonio. I like the way he plays. And even though he's playing United, I still kind of back him just to like run all over Maguire and all that kind of thing because I think he's such a physical presence. He might be able to cause a bit of trouble up top. So,
I like Antonio. Is he definitely going to be back?
Would he play last night?
Oh, did he? I didn't watch.
Yeah, he played a half last night.
Okay.
He got taken off at half time, which isn't a great sign.
Yeah, no, but he's just easing him into it. So I think he'll be back for United game.
Yeah, there's a lot I like about Antonio, but I'm not saying this because it's Fulham, because I'm all for picking Man City players against Fulham. But I'm really not sure about Foden. You've really got a lot riding on Foden this week, Joel.
He won't captain him though, he'll bottle it.
No. Well, we'll see about that. But yeah, even if Foden doesn't start, he'll come off and come off the bench and score a goal or something. So yeah. We'll
starting
see.
Tonight, I just got the team. So can
you know, I've just been having a look at the team.
That essentially means he's not starting on the weekend.
So that leads quite well into my differential as someone who's bench ready and rested for this week, which is my midfielder Riyad Mahrez scored a hat trick against Burnley, so undoubtedly he'll get something against Fulham. In defence, I have one of the podcast favourites, Patrick Van Aanholt.
Yes.
I mean, this is really depressing that I watched it, but I watched a Newcastle Crystal Palace on Friday night on Amazon Prime. And he was really good, actually. He got really far forward and looks like he could get attacking returns. And I think they play... Who do Palace play next week? They are playing West Brom away, so that's quite a nice fixture. And then for my striker, I was going to go for Edinson Cavani, but he put something racist on Instagram, so he's going to get rightfully banned for 3 games. So I need to improv a new striker. And that striker is going to be Tammy Abraham again.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were. Oh, dear. Yeah,
purely out of principle. If I say him for Tottenham at home, I have to say him for Leeds at home. So I'm gonna do what Sam did with Martial and just chase my losses.
Yeah, decent. I like. Yeah, Tammy Abraham a lot.
Yeah, I actually think Tammy Abraham isn't a bad shout this week. So I do think he's a donkey, but against Leeds at home, they do ship a few goals. But is he definitely going to start? Do you think he's long term in the first team?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think they'll play Giroud against Sevilla and then give Tammy the Leeds game. But long term, I think you're probably right that he probably isn't quite good enough.
Can I ask a quick question? Because obviously you're both Chelsea fans and I'm quite interested in the answer. Do you think, because you have Giroud, who's an option against the lower teams, who obviously you're not going to be able to play counter-attack football against. Do you think this is Abraham's last chance, given how he wasted his chances against Tottenham? His last chance if he starts this weekend?
No.
So you don't think he'll be dropped if he has another bad game this weekend?
He might think that he'll just keep out.
That's what I mean, because he's started the last few games. I'm saying, when do you think his last start will come?
I think something that needs, like, the Christmas schedule will force him to play Tammy and Giroud and Werner, etc., all alternatively anyway, because we have a game on the 26th and the 28th of December. Like, you just can't start the same striker. So even if Tammy does play poorly against Leeds, he'll come back into the team purely just because Giroud's however old and can't play every week.
Plus, I think one more way of looking at it is you've now got Pulisic and Havertz back. I know you have a different opinion from me, but I don't think Havertz has been that great this season. But having spent what was it, 75 million on him, I feel like Lampard's going to be more inclined to try and get him into the team if he can over Abraham. And given how Pulisic played at the end of last season, he'll also want him to be playing. So surely you'd have to move Werner more centrally, because obviously you're going to have Ziyech out on the right. So even if Tammy does play well, do you think he's you know, going to start even beyond this weekend at all?
Yeah,
in any case.
You are right. He will play less. And also, I agree, Havertz has been underwhelming. I won't deny that. But I think it's like Man City or even Liverpool now with Jota, Firmino, Salah, where you say to Ziyech, you played Sevilla in midweek, so you're not going to play this week. And I think it would just be a case of one sits out or two, where you rotate them all, which is what you need to.
Yeah, I think if the players are good enough, they don't have to play every game. As long as they're performing when they're asked to, then I think that's fine.
Quickly, your differentials this week.
Okay, so my differentials are up front, Shea Adams. I don't know why, like, barely anyone have gotten 5.4% of people have Shea Adams. Johnny Evans is my defender, 0.4. I think he'll play well against Sheffield United, because Leicester can surely not lose to a relegation side. And in midfield, I know you asked me to say it quickly, but I've got a really quick point to make about Joel's differentials. Because when I was looking through as to who I was going to pick, I thought, okay, it's got to be a Man City midfielder here against Fulham at home. So I looked through and I thought, okay, Sterling's got 4.4% ownership. That would be a pretty viable option. Mahrez's got 4.5%. Louis, you went with him. That's really viable, especially when he got a hat-trick. Bernardo Silva, that's pretty viable against a team like Fulham. I reckon he'll definitely start. And Ferran Torres, the way he's playing, is also extremely viable. Those are four Man City midfielders who are so much more likely to get points than Phil Foden. The one I'm going to pick is Ferran Torres, because I think he's been really impressive lately. And I haven't been very impressed with Sterling, which is more of an obvious pick this season. But Ferran Torres, I'm going to go with. Who's got 1.8% ownership.
That was a long way of saying I'm going to go for Ferran Torres. But
yeah, I just wanted to make the point about Man City.
Hey, he's starting tonight,
Ferran Torres. Foden's going to get a hat-trick. You've heard it here first. Honestly, I've never been so sure about something.
I think I've heard it here last as well.
I cannot wait for that moment whenever the team news comes in and it's just like
yeah. At least I didn't take a -4 this week.
Oh, Firmino's not playing tonight for Liverpool. Okay, that's enough for part two. Join us in part three where we play a fun little game. Okay, so welcome to part three, where we take a variation of the game that some of you may have played when you were younger, which is snog, marry, avoid. But we take it with a fancy twist, so it will be called Skipper, Sell, Sign. I'm going to list three players to Joel and Sam, and I want to give their straightaway instinct, Skipper, Sell, Sign. So who would you captain, who would you sell, and who would you bring in this week? First three premium midfielders, Bruno, Kevin De Bruyne, and Mohamed Salah. Sam's story. Skipper, sell, sign.
Skipper. Are we talking just this week or generally?
This week we'll go with.
Okay. I reckon skipper. I mean, the easy option is De Bruyne, but I'm going to go with Bruno Fernandes. And I'm going to go sign De Bruyne and sell Salah.
Okay, Stan.
Interesting. I'm going to go for skipper is got to be...
It's a really difficult one.
That is tricky. Skipper Bruno. Sell.
Skipper's Kevin De Bruyne. He's playing.
Sell De Bruyne and sign Salah. I don't think De Bruyne will play against Fulham.
He's on the bench against Porto. You actually think they're not going to play him two games in a row?
Yeah.
You don't think that, do you, deep down?
I do think that.
I don't want to do one of those wager things, but I can.
Okay.
I'll bet you a tenner right now. That,
nah.
You know what? I'm actually going to change my mind. I'm going to go Skipper De Bruyne. I agree with you. Joel, he's definitely going to start. They need points in the league. They really need points. They don't need points in the Champions League. And especially like Pep Guardiola. Okay. I just don't think a manager like Pep Guardiola is stupid enough to look at Fulham and think what like the layperson always thinks about Fulham and think, oh yeah, we're just going to walk over them, because Leicester didn't last week. They're not gonna, I mean, Fulham are not a difficult team to play against if you're Man City. I'll accept that, but they're not just suddenly going to think, okay, we can just be really complacent even though we need points against a team that's just beaten a team that could have gone top of the league if they won. So I really think De Bruyne is definitely going to start, and to be fair, I think he's probably a better option to captain than Fernandes.
Okay, Grealish, Zaha, Jota.
Well, you've got to get rid of Grealish, haven't you?
No, okay, well, that one's more generally who would be in your team going forward.
Okay, I'm going to say sell Zaha, captain Grealish, and as in skipper Grealish, and...
I got it.
Yeah, keeper... I can't remember what the word was. Keep Jota.
Sign Jota, Sam.
Sign Jota. Signs off Jota.
Joel.
I think I'm going to have to agree with Sam on that one. I think Crystal Palace is too inconsistent. Grealish is class. And Jota is a really good, cheap Liverpool option. So I agree with Sam on that one.
Okay. I probably agree as well. Actually, I'll probably go captain Jota. Okay, next one. Boring one. Trent Alexander-Arnold, Ben Chilwell. Actually, no, we'll go Andy Robertson, Ben Chilwell, and Diaz from Man City. And that's for this game week.
I would... Oh, God, that's a difficult one. Was it Robertson, Diaz, and who?
Ben Chilwell.
Chilwell. Oh. Joel, you go first on this one.
I will captain Ben Chilwell. I will sell Robertson. And I will keep Diaz.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
You literally can't argue with that. That is the right answer.
No, I think you can argue with that, because I'm going to sign Chilwell. I'm going to lose Robertson. I'm going to captain Diaz, not because I think he's going to get any points from assists or goals, but I honestly can't see Fulham scoring against Man City. And the thing is, Leeds are good going forward.
Yeah, I agree with
Leeds
Sam.
Could easily score against Chelsea. Yeah.
Leeds will score against Chelsea. Fulham won't score against Man City. So you just go for the same option. Okay, next one. This is immensely dull because you would never captain any of them. But Lamperty, Kyle Walker-Peters, and Dallas from Leeds. You're 4.5. So who's the best option, basically, is the question.
I think...
And that's long-term, we'll go for.
I think I'd captain Lamptey because I think he's probably the most likely to score out of them. Because realistically, none of them are going to get regular clean sheets.
Dallas so is playing as a midfielder, just as a heads up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't know a lot about Dallas's minutes this season. But I just think Lamptey plays so far forward, especially against the lower down teams. But I reckon he'll get more points this season. So I reckon I captain him. I'd get rid of Dallas because I think Leeds have got lots of options. So I don't know a lot about him, as I said, but I think as they've got lots of options, it's not necessarily guaranteed to start every game. That's from my perspective. I could be completely wrong. And I keep Kyle Walker-Peters because I think Southampton are reasonably solid.
Sure.
Shall I just disagree with Sam for the sake of it?
Nah, because no one wants to listen to us debate about sheep defenders. So just agree with him and move on.
Yeah, no, I agree with Sam. I think he's spot on. Can't argue that, really.
Okay, Kane Vernavardi.
Ooh. You've got a captain Kane every day of the week. I really rate him as an option. And I would ship Werner and I would keep Vardy.
You know what they say, great minds think alike. I also agree with Sam on that one. I think Kane scores against good teams, bad teams, whoever. He's always guaranteed some points, whoever he's playing.
Can I make a really quick point? Kane next week against Arsenal, he loves the London Derby. He loves the North London Derby.
I know.
Captain Kane next week. That was in my mind.
I was thinking that, but then I also thought Arteta is going to play like his entire squad basically in his own box. So
yeah, but those I think players Spurs are made up of like David Luiz's.
I think Spurs are going to run riot. I really think they are. And I don't have Son or Kane, so I'm kind of bricking it. But I think Spurs will. I think it could be embarrassing for Arsenal next week.
Yeah.
Okay, final one. Son, Ziyech. And Marcus Rashford.
Oh, that's so difficult. I'm being selfish. I keep taking him first. Joel, why don't you ever go first? And then...
I really like Rashford, even though he's not got that many points. I always think he could.
Yeah, I think that's probably your trickiest one. Yeah, actually. I would probably captain Rashford and get rid of Ziyech and keep Son.
Okay, what I think about this is, firstly, Joel, that I don't think that's like a bad decision to captain Rashford, but like based because I think he's got loads of potential and has looked really good this season. But based on his points so far, it's a bit of an odd one to captain him. I would keep him though. I'd definitely captain Son, and I'd get rid of Ziyech. But the problem I have with that is they're all such premium midfielders, and Ziyech could turn into like a De Bruyne. We haven't really seen a lot of him yet, but he could turn into the sort of player who could be like a bang on, is going to get assists every game, might even score, and you sort of need to have him. So I'm so tentative, but I think Son has got so much quality, you have to keep him, and I'm the captain him. And Rashford, I've seen from him this season, he gets in so many good scoring positions. He loves taking a shot. So I really back Rashford as well. So I'm hesitant about it, but I think you're going to have to get rid of Ziyech.
I was thinking with Ziyech, it's like I was thinking another episode we could do like a Fantasy Room 101. So things that like properly bug you with fantasy. And the thing that annoys me most is how reactionary people are. Like Ziyech should have got like 4 assists against Newcastle, but he blanked because Werner missed a load of sitters.
Yeah.
And then he blanks against Tottenham, which is a tough fixture, and suddenly it's like, Ziyech out. He's a useless pick, but he's still the same guy. He played really well against Sheffield United.
Yeah, I do. I was watching him. I actually thought he was just a bit lazy. There's something like, I know he's left-footed. He plays on the right, so he likes to cut in and cross early on his left. But I don't know. I just thought something was missing from his game.
I feel like he needs to he needs to take players on more. I'm not even sure if I'm right in saying that, but I feel like that's what I want from him. But maybe that's completely wrong. Maybe he's better off cutting inside and crossing it, and every time he crosses it, there's going to be someone in the middle with a chance of scoring a goal, as long as it's not Tammy Abraham.
But this is the thing. It just depends who plays up front for Chelsea. So,
also, I mean, Werner, it's not going to be... Yeah, exactly.
Because Dyer and Roden sound bad, but Mourinho makes any centre-back into, like, prime Maldini because it's just that good. But yeah, all right, that's enough for that game. I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you didn't. But anyway, on to a little quiz to end the show after this. Okay, so to finish off, I'm going to put Sam and Joel's listening skills to the test. So everyone kind of does this thing where you kind of, someone's speaking and you're meant to be listening, but you're already thinking about what you're going to say next. You're not actually taking in a word the other person's saying. And I think Sam is really guilty of it. So what I want the two of them to do is try and get the full 15 of the other person's team as quickly, or no, just get it as accurately as they can. So I'll give you a minute 30 to try and get, and you cannot cheat, Sam. I can see your little eyes wandering over to the tab.
God. Wait,
so you've got to get the other person's team spot on man for man. And bearing in mind, we sit here and we talk about our teams and we look through each other's teams, you should be able to get it.
Can I just make a point as to why this is unfair? Because why on earth would I look like miles down our league to see where Joel is and see how he's doing every week? Whereas Joel's trying to chase me. So obviously he's going to be looking to see how I'm doing. You know, I just think this doesn't actually test listening skills.
Can I caveat that with the fact that Joel literally, no. Every single week, Joel talks through his team, like man for man. And he does it.
The only player I know he has two players. He has Jamal Lewis and Phil Foden.
Okay, go. All right, your time starts now. Okay, I'm going to give you like 10 more seconds. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6.
Sam,
5,
who's your striker?
4.
Kane, Calvert-Lewin.
2.
But okay, as if I'm gonna sit here and tell you.
I know the answer because I listen. Like I 100% know the answer, and I haven't looked. So they've had their 1:30. It got pushed to 2 minutes because they were struggling. I want Sam, you to go first and prove how good a buddy you are to Joel.
I've got 13 out of 15 players. I've gone with McCarthy, Lewis, Chilwell, Grealish, Foden, Salah, Ziyech, Fernandez, Calvert-Lewin, Vardy, Brewster, Mitchell, Mings.
That's pretty good.
I don't think he has Mings.
No, I don't have Mings.
He was happy about a Villa clean sheet. So, Sam, you went for McCarthy 1 point, Jamal Lewis 2 points, Chilwell 3 points, Ziyech 4, Grealish 5, Foden 6, Fernandez 7. Did you say Calvert-Lewin and Vardy?
Yeah, and Salah.
And Salah, so that's 10.
Yeah.
Brewster 11, but you missed out.
He has Brewster. No. That was a guess. Because he said it earlier. Okay.
Maybe, obviously he had Brewster.
Maybe that must have been like subconscious.
It's not subconscious. You said it earlier. Don't claim so. He has James Justin and Eric Lampetit, Tyrick Mitchell, and then Fabry. You mentioned Fabry earlier.
Fabry.
And Sam, that shows you looked at his team earlier as well.
Fabry.
That was pretty good, Sam.
What did I get?
10.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Sam, top of the league. Joel, how have you been tracking his team?
He's definitely got Martinez.
Yeah.
Chilwell.
Yeah.
Semedo.
Nope.
Robertson.
Yeah.
Ziyech.
Yeah.
Okay, Son, Bruno, Lookman.
Yeah.
Kane, Calvert-Lewin.
You should know his other striker because he bangs on about him loads. He mentioned him today. I don't think your brain works quick enough.
I can hear you breathing.
I have no idea. Who is it?
I sound like Darth Vader.
It's Che Adams.
Oh!
Okay, Joel, are you locked in there with all your guesses? Or can you get any of his bench?
Basuma on the bench.
No.
Damn. Okay, nothing.
You can get someone from his bench. We talked
about you definitely can. You definitely can.
This is Josie. He wasn't listening to a word.
No, I can't get anyone. Who?
Pedro Neto.
You love to see it.
And he has Reguilón.
Reguilón. Yeah, I did know that.
Did you miss anyone else? He has Martin as a sub keeper. You'd do well to get that. Ben White. Mitchell is always a safe guess.
Oh, yeah, okay. Defence, I wasn't very good at. Who's his sub keeper?
The sub keeper's Martin, as I said, that West Ham guy who kept clean sheet against Chelsea last year.
Oh.
But yeah, Sam wins again. That's 2 out of 2 in the quizzes.
Oh, well, that's why Sam's top of the league and I'm not.
Yeah.
Joint top of the league.
Raw intelligence. Intellect.
Okay, that's all we have time for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Check out at FPL Midnight for some more content during the week, and we'll be back again next Tuesday to review Game Week 11.